Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. For over 2,000 years, Christians have been trying to understand and explain the meaning and significance of the birth of Christ without delving into how and what it spoke to the Jewish people, his people, at the time of his birth. Consequently, the full meaning of the birth of Christ and the Christmas season are not commonly understood by the masses. The Christmas story, as it will be forever told by Dr. Stephen Ahokas, clears up the misunderstandings by examining how and what the circumstances of Christ's birth spoke to his people at the time of his birth. Dr. Ahokas studied music and wildlife management at the University of Nebraska, veterinary medicine at The Ohio State University. He obtained firsthand knowledge about Christians trying to explain the meaning of Christ's birth to the world growing up as a pastor's son. He has put his whole heart into this project. He's relentlessly researched, sought pastoral and critical counsel, and tirelessly created a unique devotional study. And Stephen A. Ahokas, the doctor of veterinary medicine and author of The Christmas Story as It Will Be Forever Told, God's Graphic Image of a Savior Who Would Die for His People, a personal Advent devotional, U.S. Review of Books Recommended, is our guest on the program. Dr. Ahokas, welcome to the show, sir. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
It's going to be an excellent conversation and a very important one, especially this time of year. Let's start with something I mentioned in the introduction. You were the son of a pastor, and I know that relationship really shaped who you are today and gave you the foundation for this book, The Christmas Story, as it will be forever told. Talk about the relationship you had with your father, a pastor.
Yeah, well, his shaping of me probably happened a little slower than he wanted. I think he probably prayed a lot for me, and I probably responded to him in some ways that maybe insulted him, not really insulted him, but maybe it detracted a little bit from his worthiness.
Yes.
In his own mind. But eventually I came to the point where I really saw eye to eye with my dad in a lot of ways, and I really loved him. At the end of his life, there was a special bond between him and me for quite a while. After my involvement in veterinary school and Campus Crusade for Christ. And my dad, he died right in my arms.
Wow, amazing.
My sister called me up one Thursday and said she was concerned about him. The diagnosis came back congestive heart failure. The following Monday, he had that appointment with his doctor, and the diagnosis was given, congestive heart failure. The next day, Tuesday, she called me up and said that she wanted to put Dad on the phone with me because she wasn't sure he would make it through the night, because he was seeing visions of Jesus taking his hand.
Okay.
The next day, I made arrangements for time off on Wednesday. I flew out there. I got to his bedside. He was in hospice care. Got to his bedside about 3:30-ish p.m., and he was unconscious, but I've always heard that the last thing that goes for people is their hearing. So I talked at him for a while. And every once in a while, some of the things that I said made him pucker his lips. He was like he was trying to respond, but yes, he didn't have the the strength or the coordination to respond. Well, something came over me after maybe 30 to 40 minutes, and I went from the side of his bed to the head of his bed, put my arms around his shoulder, and I said, "I'm glad you're safe with Jesus, Dad." And he took one more breath, and that was it.
What a touching story, and to be there in that moment and to share and to understand what your father was going through and where he was headed, where he is now. It's just a remarkable story. Stephen A. Ahokas, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, is our guest on the program, the author of The Christmas Story, As It Will Be Forever Told, the book available at Amazon, all the usual places. If you're Googling, Ahokas is A-H-O-K-A-S. Doctor, let's talk about the genesis of the book, how this all began, why you thought this was such an important topic and you really felt you needed to get in and explain this to people. Where did this idea begin?
Well, it started with, as far back as I can remember, when I read the Christmas story in Luke. You know, there was a single verse in that passage that always raised my eyebrows. It caught my attention. When the angel told the shepherds, "This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And I thought there was always, I just had the feeling there was more there than what we ever hear,
yes,
preached or written about. And one day, a Messianic Jewish organization made a comment that revealed the picture to me. And I for 38 years, I tried to explain it to people. Few people got excited about it. A few people told me I was wrong. But I kept at it, and eventually I had to write about it. And as soon as I started writing 2 years ago, then it really flowed, and it grew into research that gave me the details that corroborated everything I was seeing.
I mentioned the meticulous research that went into Dr. Hokus's book. The book is The Christmas Story, As It Will Be Forever Told. Along the way, you had in veterinary school a Jewish instructor that made an impact on you and, again, helped shape who you are and the message you wanted to get out there. Talk about that encounter with the instructor.
Well, it was just a very brief encounter, but we were in anesthesiology clinics, and there was, in the background, that I wasn't involved in the conversation, but some of us students that were together were involved with this instructor, and they started talking about religion, and they were talking in animosity, a tone of animosity towards Christians, and that Jewish instructor piped up and said, "Yeah, like, I can't believe in Christ because I am a Jewish. I can't place my faith in Christ." Well, that didn't make sense to me because Jesus was Jewish.
And that led to, yes, so many thoughts in your mind and questions and researching all of those. Dr. Stephen S. Ahokas is our guest on the program, the author of the book, The Christmas Story, As It Will Be Forever Told, receiving rave reviews, received a recommended sticker from the U.S. Review of Books. I mentioned in the beginning, and you touched on it at Campus Crusade for Christ, that you worked for them in veterinary school. That had an impact on you as well. Talk about the impact at Campus Crusade for Christ had on you.
Well, I had driven 900 miles away from my home to get into vet school, and I met two classmates that were they had made a pact with each other that they were going to reach our entire freshman class for Christ during our first year. Well, I was one of those students, and one of those classmates was from my home state, Nebraska. The other one was from Ohio. It was Ohio State where I went to veterinary school.
Yes.
And my classmate from Nebraska and I, we ended up living with the classmate from Ohio and his wife. And I really saw the love of Christ. And they got me involved in Campus Crusade for Christ. And I got the foundation of praying, talking to God, seeing the importance of all that, and just praying in relationship with God.
It's amazing, these, you mentioned foundation, all of these different times in your life that led you to writing this book, The Christmas Story, as it will be forever told. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ProIslePublishing.com, and all the information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You spent a lot of time in contemplation about the connection between the Old and the New Testaments. Talk about the research and your findings.
Yeah, that contemplation, a lot of it took place while I was in lecture halls, you know, in veterinary school, supposed to be paying attention. And I find myself daydreaming about, so what is the connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament? People said they could see Christ in the Old Testament, and I couldn't see it. I mean, I looked for it. I didn't understand it until I saw that picture of the birth of Christ. He was born in a manger, a place where livestock dwell, a place where you might expect to find a lamb. The prophet Isaiah referred to Jesus as a lamb. And once I saw that picture, I didn't have to, well, I did, the picture rolled around in my head for 38 years after that, until I started writing, then it was solidified.
Well, that picture, everything became clear to you, and you make it clear to so many people in reading reviews of your book, The Christmas Story, as it will be forever told. I see the circumstances surrounding the birth of Christ as a sign to the Jewish people. You write about that in your book, that he was born to be the Savior who would die for them, and that is the connection between the Old and the New Testaments. Very powerful. Explain that, if you would, please.
Well, the birthplace was in the circle of territory around Bethlehem, where the prophet Micah promised it would happen. That was consecrated territory. That's where the Passover lambs for the Jews were born. So it was Levitical shepherds, the religious tribe of Judah, or from the tribe of Levi, and their role was to identify lambs that were unblemished enough to serve as Passover lambs during an upcoming Passover celebration. Well, thus the significance of the angel giving them, the Levitical shepherds,
yes,
a sign. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
The book is The Christmas Story, as it will be forever told, God's graphic image of a Savior who would die for his people, a personal Advent devotional by our guest on the program, Dr. Stephen S. Ahokas, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, book available wherever books are sold. Yet with all of that traditional Judaism and Christianity separated, briefly, how did that separation happen? When did this occur?
Well, yeah, it's interesting that in the beginning of Christianity, belief in Christ, and it was all Jewish, even after the Gentiles were invited into the Jewish synagogues. But then the Romans came in and destroyed. The Romans were tired of the rebellion of the Jewish people. They grew tired of it. So in 70 AD, they came into Jerusalem and destroyed the temple. Thus, the nation of Israel lost their entire sacrificial system because God had appointed the sacrifices to occur in the temple in Jerusalem. So there were no more Passover celebrations or sacrifices. Well, at the same, somewhere along the line after that, the Romans also started taxing Jewish people. Well, where do you think they went to find out who was Jewish so they could tax them? They went to the synagogues. So the Gentiles, no longer wanting to be taxed, they avoided the synagogues after that. And they've been distancing themselves from Jews ever since. So we Gentiles, we don't have the full understanding of our heritage in Christ, our Jewish Savior. We don't have the full understanding of the Hebrew Bible. And then, centuries later, Constantine started trying to conquer the world in the cross, in the name of the cross. He spread anti-Semitism. But before that, I should back up, the Jews, having lost their sacrificial system, they had to reinvent their Judaism. So in 90 AD, they held a convention in Yavne and reinvented their Judaism. And which from that ended up being nothing more than liturgy and music, as I understand it.
Yes.
So the Jews went one way, Orthodox Judaism. Jewish and Gentile Christians went another way. But Gentile Christians distanced themselves further. There's a lot of animosity in this world. Just look at what's happening in Israel right now.
Yes, just turn on the news and pick up a newspaper.
And that animosity, it comes from that separation between Jews and Gentiles. God's will and his plan is for all to become one in the Messiah, Jesus Christ.
And you bring that out so well in your book. The book is The Christmas Story, as it will be forever told, God's graphic image of a Savior who would die for his people, a personal Advent devotional by Stephen S. Ahokas, our guest on the program, the author of the book. Couple minutes left in the program. You are really building that bridge to get over this river of animosity that you talked about. And I understand the book is going to Israel as well as other places. The book is being very well received worldwide, isn't it?
Well, that's my understanding. That's the feedback I'm getting.
Well, that's very good.
One of my target audiences was Israel, the Jewish people all over the world, not just in Israel, but also for the Muslims in the Middle East and around the world. Let's get rid of this animosity. Let's realize that, yes, the Jews were chosen by God, but they were chosen to spread the gospel of God's Son to the rest of the world. The Muslims don't need to see Jews as higher and mightier, or thinking that they are higher and mightier than they are. We can all come together in the Messiah.
And that's why the book was written, thoroughly researched once again. This has been a passion, as you can tell, of Dr. Ahokas for a number of years. It's now out there and impacting people, and maybe about to go to a different level. I understand, Doctor, that possibly making this into a big screen movie adaptation. Hopefully that will work.
Well, I do too, because I want the message to get out to more and more people. But I am in talks with Faith Films Production. They've approached me and we're talking about it. So
that would be the next step in this.
We haven't got to the point of contract signing or anything like that, but we're talking.
That would be remarkable news once that happens, and hopefully it will. We've got a couple minutes left in the program. Time is going by way too quickly, as I knew it was going to. I want to talk about the book, and you make a point. This is obviously, this time of year, very important. You talk about the Lent season. It's important to read this book and this story as well, isn't it?
Yes. I wrote the book very clearly explains how the circumstances surrounding the book, The Birth of Christ, presented the sign to the Jewish people that Jesus was born to be their Passover lamb. He died the death of the Passover lamb. Everything he experienced from the day he rode into Jerusalem on that colt to the moment, the very hour he died, his experiences paralleled perfectly with the experiences that all the Passover lambs had experienced over the centuries during the Old Testament.
Well, this is a very important book to share as well with family and friends, and so many people wrestling with some of the deeper questions, as Dr. Ahokas did, and through his research and his passion in trying to get answers and to tell this story. It's now available to us in this book, The Christmas Story as It Will Be Forever Told, God's Graphic Image of a Savior Who Would Die for His People, a Personal Advent Devotional. Dr. Ahokas, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us. Good luck with the success of this book internationally, where it will really do a lot of good, again, in building these bridges. And the possibility of a motion picture is exciting as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much.
It has been
a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure having you with us with this very important conversation on the book, The Christmas Story as It Will Be Forever Told, the book by Dr. Stephen S. Ahokas, A-H-O-K-A-S, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, book available at Amazon, ProIslePublishing.com, Barnes & Noble, usual places, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.